Welcome to another edition of The Advent Hour. I'm your host for today, Cedric Fine. We hope that you've been enjoying our programmes over the last couple of weeks. But today we're going to look at a very serious subject together. The problem of domestic violence. Violence committed behind closed doors. Now this violence can take the form of either sexual, physical or verbal abuse. Friends, it is a certainty that at some point in time, we will all encounter someone who is being abused. What signs should we look for? How can we help? We may even experience abuse, God forbid, firsthand. How do we recognize we are being abused, or even whether we ourselves are abusing our partners? How are our children affected? And what is the phenomenon of cyberstalking? We will be looking at these questions together. But first, we're going to play a track by Jackie Velasquez entitled Just a Prayer Away, which simply reaffirms the fact that whatever our situation is, God is just around the corner, a prayer away.
Tears that fell like rain streamed down from my heart. Colors turned gray. Just a prayer away, no matter where I am. I know in my heart you're never too far when I'm losing my way. You're just a prayer away, my strength.
Yeah. listening to the Advent Hour, presented by Cedric Vine.
Today we're looking at the subject of domestic violence, and I'd like to start by summarising a range of data which indicates the extent of the problem. And the sources of this data come from Western Europe and the United States. Firstly, roughly one-third of women at some point in their lives experience domestic violence from either a husband or a boyfriend. 90% of all domestic violence incidents are committed when a man is violent towards the woman. There is a case to argue that many men who experience violence themselves do not report it out of shame and fear, but the indication seems to suggest that the majority of incidents occur when the woman is the victim. They've also found a strong link between domestic violence and child abuse. Child abuse has been found to occur in 30 to 60% of families where violence occurs. There's also been found to be a strong link between domestic violence and the children's tendency towards violence. It seems to be something which is passed on from generation to generation. And finally, roughly one in five female high school students have reported to being physically or sexually abused by a dating partner. So we're not just talking about marriage here. It happens in the dating relationship as well. Hopefully that's given you an idea of the extent to the problem. This is a very common problem we're dealing with today. Now let's move on to our question that we raised in our introduction. How can I identify whether I am being abused, whether I am included in the stats I've just shared? Let me share a definition of abuse. Abuse, it's about power. And this can be about controlling a partner by either physical or emotional abuse. It is rarely a one-off event. There are also many different forms of abuse, and physical attack is only one of them. Perhaps most of us think of a black eye or broken arm, but sex can be used as a way of dominating a partner. So can ridicule. So can control of family finance. So too can shouting and screaming. And that's a definition from Jill Curtis. Abuse, how do we identify it? We identify it through the existence of certain behavioural patterns. You're constantly being ridiculed. You're being told that you are no good. You're being told that you can't do anything right. Maybe your partner is shouting at you. And that shouting is being placed on your shoulders. It's your fault that I am getting angry. Screaming, the presence of screaming is another indicator. And all of these factors indicate a build-up in pressure, which can either trigger an outburst of physical violence, or the violence can come simply out of the blue. How can I identify if I am abusing my partner, myself? Now, this is a more personal question, and one which maybe we wouldn't like to ask ourselves. We always think the problem is with others, but this is a question which we do need to address. And here are a series of six questions which we can ask ourselves to identify whether we ourselves are the ones who are abusing. Has my partner told me that my words or actions hurt him or her? Has my partner asked me to stop those hurtful words or actions? Have I ever used force or threats to make my partner do something that he or she didn't want to do? Have I ever used force or threats to prevent my partner from doing something he or she wanted to do? Has my partner complained that I have pressured him or her into unwanted sexual activities? Has my partner complained that I control or dominate his or her life in unwanted ways? Those questions dig deep. They're looking into the very nature in which we address our partner. We're now going to play our next piece, which is Anointed. It's a beautiful song, and it's entitled Not the I, But the You in Me.
You have walked into my life. You have painted all my dreams to the color of your love. Is the color
yourself in between the lines.
Every good thing I have done, mm-hmm. Everything that I've become, everything that's turned out right
is
because you're in my life. And if I ever teach a child the way, ever learn myself to want to be, it's not the I but the you.
You have looked into my eyes, you have seen what I am, but still you're by my side telling me I can't. And there are times of course and I made mistakes. Somehow you used them all to make the eye you made. Oh,
every good thing I have done,
everything
that I've become, everything that's turned out right,
because of you.
It's because you're in my life. And if I ever teach a child,
and if I wandered for 100,000 years, I would never understand, yeah, how you're in me.
You're listening to The Advent Hour, presented by Cedric Vine.
How are children affected by domestic violence in the home? Some children may never see the violence, but they may feel the tension, hear the fighting, and see the injuries left behind. Children may react in many different ways to violence in their homes. Three common ways are as as follows. Some may become violent themselves, simply repeating the behaviour that they have observed. Others may withdraw within themselves, become introverted, and cut out the outside world. And still others may actually blame themselves for the violence that they witness. They may blame the violence on their own behaviour and try and become, as best they can, the perfect child. Stalking. This is another form of violence, and it's more common than we would expect. And it can take the form of direct stalking, or it can occur over the internet. How might you recognise whether you are being stalked? Well, you need to observe patterns of behaviour and maybe take down a diary of events, including any personal contacts that you have, letters, phone calls, escalations of behaviour, contact with the family, and if possible, print out emails and any answering machine messages. Some things to look for are changes in pattern of behaviour. If your partner was contacting you 2 to 3 times a day in the past, but now contacts you 50 times, that would be an indication that stalking is occurring. Also, the nature of notes that your partner might be sending you, whether it's just leaving a note at home or whether it's text message, the tone of the notes would change if you're being stalked. So rather than being nice notes, they're more likely to be threatening notes. Now, with cyberstalking, this may well occur when your partner or the person who is stalking you sends you inappropriate messages over the internet. It may even escalate to the sending of viruses or pornography. In private chat rooms, they may well talk about matters which are too private for the situation. This is harder to prove as people will talk anonymously on the internet. How can you make a complaint to your service provider? The usual way is to send an email to them, and usually their address would go something like this, abuse@domainname. So for example, if AOL are your service providers, then you would send them an email to abuse@aol.com. Or maybe NTL is your provider, you would send them an email at abuse@ntl.whatever their address is. If we are experiencing domestic violence, what should we do? Firstly, don't blame yourself. When you are the victim of domestic violence, the perpetrator will try and lay the blame on you. It's your fault that I am acting the way I am. You have caused me to act in such a pattern of behaviour. This is a classic control mechanism. Don't fall for it. Secondly, seek professional help. Go and talk to somebody, whether it's based on the internet. There are many internet sites you can talk to, whether it's a phone line. And most cities have a refuge for women who experience domestic violence. What should you do if you come to the realization that you yourself are actually abusing your partner? If you answered yes to those 6 questions we shared earlier, well, you are probably engaging in a form of either emotional, physical, or sexual abuse against your partner. Now, this does not mean that you are a bad person, but it does mean that you must stop your abusive behaviour. Help is available, but you must be willing to stop your abusive words and actions. You must admit your abusive behaviour to yourself and to others, and you must talk about what you have done and be willing to face the consequences. Hopeless situations can be turned around. We have a God who is by our side, who can change situations. Psalm 107 talks about a God who can change dry land, a dry desert, into a verdant and luscious pasture. Likewise, he can turn a luscious pasture into a desert. Our God is in the change business. He is into changing who we are and also the situations we experience. After our next piece of music, we're going to have a time of prayer together. We're now going to play the Heritage Singers Quartet, who are singing for us Daystar.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Oh, lovely light.
Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Oh, in your eyes. Oh,
Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me.
You're listening to the Advent Hour, presented by Cedric Vine.
We've come to the end of our programme, to our time of prayer. We've had one prayer request from a Mr. Srinivas from Hyderabad in India, and he's requested that we pray for his sister, Prasanthi, who is recovering from bacterial meningitis. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you and we adore you, for you're a good and a kind God. And we have no other to whom we can bring our problems which we face in life. Srinivas, Lord, has requested prayer for his sister, and we ask that you will intervene in that situation, that you will be the great physician, that you will manifest your healing powers to her, Lord, so that your name will be praised. And now, Lord, I bring before you the subject of today's program: domestic abuse, violence, control. Lord, it simply reflects the fact that we are in a fallen world. We need you to be our Saviour. We need you to be by our side to give us courage, to be proactive in situations to change them for the better. Guide us, O Lord. Make us agents for change. Be with those, Lord, who are experiencing abuse, and may you show them a path out of their situation. Lord, we praise you and we worship you. We pray this in your name. Amen. God bless, and have a really good day.